It's great that we can worship the Lord our God. Nothing, even the COVID virus, cannot prevent us. So we continue with our worship this morning. And we're first going to sing, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus.
Come Thou Long Expected
Let us come to our Lord, first to praise him and then to bring all our thoughts and needs to him. Let us pray. Lord, we want to praise you. We want the glory to be yours and yours alone, because you are a wonderful God. We're amazed at the way you have been able to transform our lives. Since we accepted Jesus as our Saviour, we are new people. Yes, we are born again, and that is because you love us. So may the glory be yours and yours alone. Lord, we pray for the world that you created. We know that you would want peace, love, unity, harmony in your world. And we pray for it, Lord. And we pray that all those who are in authority in all nations will learn how to lead in a way that is pleasing to you. So, Lord, give them your guidance. Share with them your wisdom. And, Lord, as we approach Christmas, we ask that you would help us. Sometimes people say, this year we can't celebrate Christmas. Lord, that is not true. We know that we can celebrate Christmas, because Christmas is not about presents and all those things, although they may be important. Christmas really and truly is the celebration of Jesus coming into this world to live among us, to share all that he has been able to do in his teaching, and most of all, to reveal what you, O Father God, are like. And we thank you for that. We are a wonderful people, and we will celebrate your Christmas, our Christmas. We will celebrate it because it is one of the most fantastic things that has happened in this world. As promised, you, Jesus, came into this world to be our Saviour. And so, Lord, we pray for your church throughout the world. We pray, Lord, that we might be faithful in spreading the good news. That surely is the best gift we could give to you, Lord, to share your love with those who do not know you or do not recognize you. So, Lord, help us to be your ambassadors. Lord, we pray for our own country. We pray for all who serve in the Houses of Parliament. Lord, be with them. Help them through this very difficult time. We need restrictions, Lord, because of the virus. But Lord, we thank you for all that has been done for us. And we ask, Lord, that we may not complain about the restrictions, but that we might seek to live them in accordance with the restrictions that we have been given. Different from one part of the country to another. But Lord, let us be gracious enough to accept the help of those who've spent so much time thinking and finding a way. And that also applies to those who spend a lot of time and work trying to find a vaccine. And we thank you that one has been found. And we thank you that that vaccine will be heading our way in your time, O Lord. So we thank you for it. We pray, O Father, for all our family and friends. Lord, you know them. You love them. You probably know their needs. Well, you do know their needs better than we do. So, Lord, would you be with our families? Would you be with our friends? Would you be with our neighbours? Would you be with those that we work with or those that we see in our daily routines? Lord, will you be their companion? And where needed, Lord, would you be with those who are sick? Would you be their healer? And Lord, would you be with all who are suffering from financial situations because of unemployment, because of redundancy and many other things? But Lord, what we do not have will not celebrate us from celebrating the birth of Jesus. For this is fantastic and it is essential to our faith. We pray, Lord, for ourselves. Some of us may not be having easy times, but you know about that. And all we have to do is to cast our burdens upon you. Lord, that may not be easy, but if we believe in you and your promises, that is what you want us to do. So we don't have to carry the weight of a burden, but we share it, Lord, with you. So, Lord, will you be with all in authority? Will you be with the sick and needy? Will you be with all those who work for our good? The nurses, the doctors, the NHS carers, and all who work for our good. Lord, you know them all. And we pray, Lord, that you would be with them. And we pray, Lord, that you would be with us. Lord, we love you, and we do not want to let you down. So, Lord, we need your help even to do that. And with the power and the gifting of the Spirit, we can overcome all things. So you are indeed a marvellous God, and we worship you, Lord. May we serve you faithfully, both now and forever. Amen. Now we're going to sing the Advent song, Hark the Glad Sound, the Saviour Comes.
Our reading today is Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 14. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men, on whom his favour rests."
And we're now going to sing that lovely old song, "In the Bleak Midwinter."
Snow.
It's good that we can come and worship the Lord. No lockdown will stop us from doing that. Our title for the message today is Jesus, Mary, and the Angels. Augustus Caesar was ruling, but God was in charge, because he used Caesar's census to move Mary and Joseph 80 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem to fulfill his word. Rome took a census every 14 years for both military and tax purposes, and each Jewish male had to return to the city of his father. In verse 38, Mary said, "Let it be according to your word." It meant that from then on, her life would be part of divine prophecy. God had promised that the Saviour would be a human and a Jew. He would be from the tribe of Judah and of the family of David. He would also be born of a virgin in Bethlehem. In Matthew 1 verse 18, we see that Mary and Joseph were already husband and wife, but since they did not consummate the marriage until after Jesus was born, Mary is called his espoused wife, or if you like, pledged to be his wife. Mothers in that day wrapped their infants in long bands of cloth to give the limbs strength and protection. Bethlehem means house of bread, the ideal birthplace for Jesus, the bread of life. His birth drew the angels from heaven. How amazed the angels must have been when they saw the Creator born as a speechless baby. It is amazing the way the Lord entered the earth, and it is best explained in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. The Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that through his poverty we might become rich. The first announcement of the Saviour's birth was given by an angel to some unknown shepherds. Why shepherds? Why not priests or scribes? By visiting the shepherds, the angel revealed the grace of God toward mankind. Shepherds were really outcasts in Israel. Our Lord's love not only comes to the rich and mighty, but also especially to the poor and the lonely. So may we remember, as this Christmas approaches, that Jesus came to love all people. He came to die on the cross to deal with our sins. But that was not all, was it? We have the victory over sin, but we have the victory over death. I just appeal to you that, like Mary, who obeyed the Lord, and like the angels who shared the great and wonderful message, that we might be obedient to our God, that we might be like the angels who announced that the Messiah had come. Our challenge surely is to see that Jesus is recognized as the true and only Son of God, who came to give his very best, his life, for us. So as Christmas approaches, May we celebrate it with joy in our hearts. May we be obedient to God in all things. And may we announce his love to all that we know. We thank God for Jesus. Amen. Now we're going to sing, O come Emmanuel.
Until the Son of God appear, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou Lord of might, who to thy tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times didst give the law in cloud and majesty and awe. Rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou rod of Jesse, free thine own from Satan's depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
May we know the peace and the comfort that only our Lord can bring. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Spirit be with us and all those we know and love, both now and forevermore. Amen.